The Hit by Melvin Burgess.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
To Brandon Robshaw, Joe Chislett and Barry Cunningham, my co-conspirators. Part 1. Death. Chapter 1. The very public death of Jimmy Earl. With Jimmy, it was all about the fans. People often say a performer gave everything, but no one ever promised more for a show than he had tonight. Adam didn't believe it, but he still felt part of something special. Jimmy Earl had been the big thing for years. His shows were legendary. But nothing before had ever been like this. People had flown from California and Beijing to be here. This was going to be the concert to end all concerts. The one experience no one could ever repeat. "Like human sacrifice," said Adam. "They should tear his heart out like the Aztecs. Now that would be cool." "You won't be making jokes if he really does it," Lizzie said. Adam shook his head. It would never happen. Jimmy had everything. Wealth, youth, good looks, talent. You could understand the losers and lowlifes on the big estates taking the drug called death. They had nothing and never would. Why not go for that one crazy week in the blazing light? But Jimmy Earl? No way. "He wants to join the 27 Club," said Lizzie excitedly.